Hello, fellow humans. The world is in crisis because the accumulation of capital grows much faster than the needs of humans. To put it into a simple formula, C greater than N. This formula is a generalization of Thomas Piketty's very famous formula, R greater than G, which he introduced in his bestseller book, Capital in the 21st Century. R stands for the average annual rate of return on capital, including profits, dividends, interest, rents, and other income from capital, expressed as a percentage of its total value. G stands for the rate of growth of the economy, that is the annual increase in income or output. Piketty writes that if R remains significantly above G for an extended period of time, then the risk of divergence in the distribution of wealth is very high. In human English, this means inequalities between the rich and the poor will grow. There's a bigger picture than R greater than G. The problem with G is that growth as it is measured today does not include almost everything that is important for a good life. Free time, clean air, clean water, a healthy biosphere, healthy relationships, care. A clean river or a pristine forest does not count for G, but it surely counts for the quality of life and for the needs of humans. This is why the formula C greater than N captures the entire picture, not just the things that are measured in money. C measures both the rates of return on capital, like R in Piketty's formula, and also the production and reproduction of capital itself. For example, when a forest is cut down to make a space for industrial agriculture, capital is being created either from pure nature or from property that was not being used for production before. This is the process of dispossession that directly affects the needs of humans for clean air, biodiversity, and healthy food, and measures the changes in the needs of humans from healthy food, water, housing, mental health, communication, and moving around. Many can argue that internet, electricity, air conditioning in hospitals and in many dwellings are now fundamental needs. As knowledge and cultures evolve, so do human needs. However, the severe disconnect between the speed of capital accumulation and the speed of change of human needs is the fundamental cause for the many crises of the world. As Alan Mixon's Wood showed, capitalism emerged as a system of new social relationships which ended up separating the spheres of politics from the economics. The satisfaction of needs was being done more and more through exchange of goods on markets, relying less and less on the control of the political sphere. As this separation became more and more evident, behind the scene, a system of interlocking doctrines was also emerging. This system, which I call the threefold model of capitalism, was in a feedback loop with the social relations that have been emerging out of feudalism. The new system of social relations led to the codification into law of the doctrine of proportionality, also known as shareholder supremacy, the doctrine of dispossession, in which capital is more important than ecology, and the doctrine of hierarchies, which is how fiduciary duty legitimizes hierarchical abuse in corporations. We can say that Piketty's formula, R greater than G, is a special case of the design of capitalism. At the core, the rise of C, capital accumulation, surpassed the rise of N, human needs. Because the system is focused on capital accumulation by design, the system exists only to reproduce itself and keep growing for its own sake. This is why we ended up with the rates of return on capital R being greater than the rate of growth of the economy, G. The economy includes education, healthcare, parks and roads that are not subject to capital accumulation, or at least they should not be subject for accumulation. We can fix the crisis by bringing balance to the equation, by making C equals N, which is done by breaking the three doctrines inside the design. In practice, this means getting rid of the stock market, introduce economic democracy in all corporations, and abolish dispossession by ending the imperial colonization of the global South at the bare minimum. The Economic Policy Institute has put out new data showing that the gap between productivity and the typical workers' compensation has increased dramatically since 1979. This has happened because the owners of capital have been given more power through deregulation, tax breaks, subsidies, favorable legislation, all that at the expense of workers who have lost bargaining power. This is another illustration of how capital accumulation has been growing faster than the needs of humans. If we think that poverty means living on $5.50 per day, which is a very generous amount compared to the World Bank standard of $2.15 a day, then we see that year over year, poverty declines at a rate of about 1% per year, if that ever happens. Some data shows that if we raise the bar by about $1 per day, then poverty actually increases. Again, it traces back to capital accumulation, raising faster than the needs of humans. Owners of capital become richer and richer by extracting value from our work and from other countries' resources. They take much more than they need, while the needs of everybody else are left behind. There's massive inequality between regions of the world. Income and capital accumulation has grown much faster in North America and Europe compared to East Asia and Africa. However, population growth is the exact opposite. More people are being born in poorer regions, which makes inequality numbers even worse. Why is this happening? Most capital ownership is in the rich countries of the global north. They seek the accumulation of their capital, and they couldn't care less if it was on the backs of the global south, whose needs are multiplying fast. Southern workers contribute 90% of the labor that powers the world economy, and they receive only 21% of global income. Another symptom of C greater than N equation is the rampant abuse of advertising. The whole business model of major big tech platforms such as Google, Meta, X is to make a profit through advertising by taking public personal data and sell it to advertisers. Advertising serves one purpose alone, capital accumulation. When the tech bros realize human needs do not grow as fast as their greed, they had to invent needs. Those needs are called wants, because they are not required for living. Fast fashion, strawberry burgers, SUVs, big houses, luxury spas, stupid gadgets for everything, chargers and batteries for everything, vitamin water, and on and on. We are brainwashed through advertising that we need all this crap so a bunch of shareholders can add more numbers to their names. This is why the world is in crisis. There's also a connection between the rise of dictatorship and the struggles of democracy. When Trump behaves like a wannabe king in a country that is supposed to be the beacon of democracy, then we have a problem with the system itself. The accumulation of capital and the accumulation of power remain distinct features of capitalism, one being economic, the other one being political. They are connected when checks and balances stop working. Capital has been kept in check throughout history, to some extent, through the hard struggles of workers' movements. And power has been kept in check, to some extent, by liberal democracy. The equation C greater than N has become so unbalanced today that it is causing severe distress on the side of the needs of humans. Because of these imbalances, degrowth is the most viable path to rebalance the equation and help with that transition to an economy for life. If we do not cut and reverse the accumulation of capital so it serves the needs of humans, we will collapse the entire system. Regardless of what techno-optimists say, when the ecosystem collapses, there will be no life and no civilization. It is not enough to tax wealth, not work. We must impose maximum limits for material accumulation over and beyond needs, starting with a limit on wealth well below $10 million. Of course, the design of democracy also matters. If electoral democracy keeps giving us incompetent and abusive governments, we should abolish elections and have our government selected by qualified lottery. What is crystal clear is that we are facing a very tight deadline. We must think radical. Thank you for watching. Our first line of defense against the oligarchs and capitalism is to support each other and build networks of solidarity. The super rich have a louder voice because they own all mainstream media, including YouTube. But we are more people than they are. Join us and speak truth to power. Please support me if you can on Ko-fi or Patreon so I can pay my bills. See you next week. Increase the peace.
After living for nearly 100 years on this planet, I now understand the most important place on Earth is not on land, but at sea.